Please bear with me for 5 minutes. I will now read two scriptures, and then quickly summarize all two. 2 Peter 3:8-9 reads, "But do not forget this one thing, dear friends, with the Lord a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." Psalm 94 says, "For a thousand years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night." The text says that a day is like a thousand years. Just like your head might be like a sponge, in that it readily absorbs information. The text does not say that a day is equal to a thousand years. Neither is your head equal to a sponge. The text does not say that a day is equal to a thousand years. The text is comparing a long period of time with a short period of time. This is a Greek saying where 1,000 years could have been replaced with one of the days in the 10 billion years of creation, thus harmonizing science and religion. For Paul said that the strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. The fact of the matter was that those without strong religious convictions were right. Paul said those with strong religious convictions should not be dogmatic about things like circumcision, saying you cannot mix science and religion, the Bible only. No. Rightly discerning the word of truth. When science and religion conflict, then the Bible only. Otherwise, both could be right. We must have a discerning spirit, and recognize a conflict, if there be one. Likewise, they could be wrong about the interpretation of the 6, 24-hour days of creation. There are some doctrinal points that are non-negotiable and others that are. When it comes to the doctrine of grace for salvation, Paul didn't compromise. He even said, "But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." Galatians 1, 8. If these Jewish believers had taught that abstinence from meats are essential for salvation, Paul would not have tolerated it. However, if these Jewish Christians were professing righteousness with God solely based on the work of Christ, yet had a personal conviction about these other things, that was okay. The thought or the motive behind the action is what must be judged. There should be room for Christians to dwell together yet have different interpretations of Scripture. After all, who were the weak in the saying the strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak? The fact of the matter was that those without strong religious convictions were right. For the Bible says that we Christians should have a discerning spirit, and not be dogmatic. Praise ye the Lord.